young introverts, young shy people are pushed into those mindsets of like, you need to do what an extrovert does. You need to step out of your comfort zone. And stepping out of your comfort zone looks like being with people all the time. And I think that's not true.
Common misconception with introverts. We like people. I like people. I know you like people.
I think introverts love people so deeply.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think that's actually the problem. It's not that they don't like people. It's exactly. That they love people too much and they care too much about people that they're so scared to actually be fully honest and fully upfront. Hey, homebodies! Welcome back to the Introvert City Podcast, where we discuss culture, media, and faith from the perspective of a physically filmed introvert's perspective.
Okay, introvert's complex mind. I thought you forgot the intro for a second.
Oops.
Guys, this is so exciting.
Guys, it's me.
Because...
And it's her.
This is our first fully recorded on-camera episode. And you guys are probably like, what? You've been doing a podcast for a year. You haven't recorded it yet? And no, we have not.
What?
We have not always understood the proper equipment. We didn't really know what to go for, what to buy. And we finally have settled into a routine that we're going to try.
Yes.
And this feels really exciting. I don't actually know where to look right now. But also, something could go wrong. And the visual... Something could go wrong with
something
the video.
Something could go wrong.
And it'll just be audio. So we don't actually know. We're just trying it.
We'll see what happens, y'all.
Yeah.
But if it all goes right, today will be a very, very shy introverts episode. This is our first fully filmed one.
Yeah.
We got to be on our best behavior today.
So, Seth, how was your week?
My week was honestly great. I had a pretty good week. I did.
Yeah.
This upcoming week is actually very special for me. My birthday is... coming up this weekend. I'm turning 21, guys.
I'm really excited to celebrate with you this weekend. It'll be good.
I'm very excited as well. I have a lot of things planned. It's a really weird number, 21.
Mm.
Like, I've been waiting all my life to be 21, and now it's like, this weekend I'm going to be 21.
Mm.
I'm going to be 21, guys.
Do you, like, everyone says, oh, mentally I'm still 16. Do you feel that way? Like, you're mentally still a teenager?
I definitely do feel like, I don't know if I'd say mentally I still feel like a teenager. I definitely do feel like I'm like 20. I would still say though that mentally, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like I do feel like I'm a 20-year-old, you know? But I would say that even feeling like a 20-year-old feels young. Like you don't feel old as a 20-year-old, you know? Like people are like, oh, as a 20-year-old, I still feel like I'm 10.
Nobody says that. They say 16.
But I definitely will say that, like, it is weird to like, be 21. Like, I felt like I was 17, and now I'm 21.
Yeah, I feel that way, too. I feel like people pick a particular age, and from there, afterwards, everything is a blur. It was 16 for me, which is funny, because those were the ages that we started dating, 16 and 17. I feel like everything since then has been a blur, and mentally, I do still feel like a teenager. And I am, like, I'm 19, this is my last teen year, but it's just, I don't know. Like, do you feel like your childhood is totally over?
Part of me does, but I'm kind of ready for my childhood to be over. I'm not going to lie. TikTok has made, like, the whole idea of praising your childhood kind of cringe.
Ooh, every that's other, a hot take.
I know. That's not what today's topic is about, but... Like, I swear every other TikTok video is like 2000 nostalgia with the sound that goes do 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 do.
I don't know what you're talking about. I feel like they're all the chirping birds and like
the chirping birds.
You don't have to do it.
But you know, it'll show things like, I don't know, what's some also like, it'll show like Handy Manny, then it'll show like Pillow Pets and Kid Cuisine.
Oh my gosh.
You know? You remember, did you ever eat Kid Cuisine?
Was that the blue?
It was a penguin?
Yeah, it was a penguin. It was like a blue tray. Oh my gosh. I really thought that was like a 5-course gourmet, bougie, Friday night type meal. Oh my gosh.
Those were like late stage TV dinners, which like the banquet. Now that it's like banquet. You probably have had like the banquet.
I haven't.
You probably have. They're, I don't know what that is. Okay, anyway. But that was the stuff, like, I definitely every now and then do get, like the other day I did see one of those TikTok videos, and it showed, like, you ever watch the show Word World?
Where all the animals are words?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You just unlocked
that. That was the first one in like a year that I was like, there's no way.
Wow.
I can't believe it. Then they also brought up the VTech gaming console, which I had with Spider-Man and all his friends.
Okay.
And I would play that all the time in preschool. But anyway, that's so cute. I never beat it because I was like 4.
Did you have a Game Boy?
I did not have a Game Boy, but I had a Wii.
I had a Game Boy, and I was so mad that it was called a Game Boy that I called it a Game Girl. So actually, speaking of growing up and childhood, that is what we wanted to talk about today. So a while back, one of the first episodes we did was on personality tests. And we talked about the pros and cons of using personality tests and where we kind of fit in with those categories. And I wanted to kind of bring that into our conversation today to talk about what it was like growing up as an introvert, growing up shy, growing up maybe feeling like people were telling you that you had to step out of your comfort zone and do what an extrovert does.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, did you grow up feeling the same amount of introversion that you feel now? Does that make sense?
Okay, well, I want to first make a statement.
Sorry, I said a lot.
No, I want to first make a statement that, like, I don't think I've always thought of myself as an introvert.
Okay.
I don't think I have. And I think I said that, like, in my testimony, go back to season one and watch my testimony and her testimony and David Garlock's testimony and all everybody else's testimony for season one.
Wait, yeah. And earlier. Real quick, before you go on, to those watching on YouTube, if this makes it to YouTube, this is not our first episode. We have an entire year's worth of episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast and streaming from. Season one, we're currently in season two right now. So if you really want to take time to get to know us, go back to those on those streaming sites and get to know us. And then come back here.
Please do.
Yes. But continue.
But I've not always been, as I did mention though in my testimonies episode, I didn't always think of myself as an introvert. I definitely tried to be extroverted when I was in like high school.
I think when we met, you said you were an extrovert.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say that I was completely not an extrovert. I definitely was more ambiverted than anything. And I think I was trying my best to be an extrovert because I thought that being an introvert was like a weak thing or like a not cool or not – like I had to be an extrovert, you know? Mm-hmm. But when I met you, we both kind of had some similarities. And I think I realized over time that I was a lot more introvert than I was giving myself credit for, that it wasn't a bad thing. Because I think especially for men, a lot of men want to be able to talk to a lot of people, you know? Men don't really want to be introverted. They want to be seen as someone that people all like and, you know, that everyone is like, oh, you remember that guy? That guy is so cool. So I think that I really wanted to be an extrovert when I was younger, but I kind of pushed the introvertedness under the rug. Mm. How about you?
Yeah, I always grew up feeling so introverted and shy and like nobody in the world was like me. That's why I brought up the personality test episode that we did back in season one, because I did the Myers-Briggs test. And I don't know, I used to think that those were like the most accurate thing in the world and it held all of the answers as to why I am the way I am. I don't hold it to that high of a standard anymore. Like, it's definitely a guide, those types of personality tests. Like, they can help you understand more about you and the people in your life, but that is not the end all be all. Like, just because you're a certain personality type doesn't mean you can't. And it's definitely not an excuse either. Like, oh, I'm just so horrible because I'm this way. I can't help it. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's where I stand on personality tests. But the point is that I did the Myers-Briggs test and I was an INFJ, which is the rarest type. And I took that as like a, I'm the rarest type. There's nobody in this world like me sort of thing. And I talked about this a lot, being very spiritually sensitive when I was young in my Christian faith and just feeling like, I don't know, I would talk to God all the time and just that very close relationship in my life. And I didn't understand when I was young that I had depression and anxiety. And whenever I was in a big crowd, you know, I was very overwhelmed. I would kind of go off into the corner and just start crying. And I didn't know why. I did not know why. I would, this was like on multiple occasions for years. I couldn't be in public groups with people my own age because I would just go off and cry. And I didn't know why. And people would try to follow me. Oh, are you okay? What's going on? And I'm like, I don't know. And I kind of took that as like, first of all, I was overwhelmed. I got very claustrophobic and I felt like nobody understood me. I remember being in like a theater group and I had to go off to myself to the bathroom. And I was like, none of these people are like me. They don't understand me. I'm like, I'm so different. Like, I know that sounds so pick me, but genuinely in the moment, I was sobbing because I just didn't get it. And I felt so sad and so isolated.
Did it come over her eyes?
Oh my gosh, stop. I did have side bangs. I did.
Because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you.
You're totally ignoring my traumatic experience.
I'm sorry. That sucks. I'm so sorry.
No. It's okay. I really didn't understand, like, what anxiety was. And I always was so isolated from everybody. I didn't like making friends. I didn't like talking to people. In elementary school, I just would cry every day because I had to be around people. And obviously, I've gotten help since then, but I have always been, you know, the scene from La La Land when Mia goes into the bathroom and she's like singing in the bathroom mirror and she's like trying to get herself back to go to the party. That was like always me. Like, I always felt like I had to be alone before I could be with other people. So, yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. That kind of comes down to confidence and how you feel about your perception of yourself. And like, I feel like one of the main traits of being an introvert, at least a really early trait of being an introvert and understanding that, especially as a kid, is like your level of shyness and your level of being a shy guy. You know?
Yeah. Did you feel like you were shy when you were a kid?
You answer that first.
Yes. Now you. I was super shy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so funny because the realm of work I want to go into now is like, I love speaking and writing and connecting with people in limits, of course. Like, I get burnt out like every other introvert. But the realm of work that I want to be in requires connection to other people. That's another thing I felt when I was little, is like this deep level of empathy that I just wanted to have deep conversations with people all the time. And I still am like that, where like I valued the one-on-one talks I had with my friends more than being in a group. So, what?
I just thought of something.
What did you think of?
Imagine if we ever did like a meetup with like, you know, we had a bunch of introvert fans.
Yeah.
We did a meetup with our introvert fans and we had an introvert meeting. But like everyone walked in and like everyone just was like walking in, looking down, went to their seats. Then they were all like, no one was talking to each other in the seats or anything like that. Then we got up there and like, you know, we walked up there and no one was clapping. And they all like, one person started clapping. Then everyone started clapping. Yeah. And then we all left and like we did like a meet and greet outside and like no one would come up to us because they were too scared. So we would have to go up to them instead.
Oh my gosh.
And they be like, hey guys, do you want to, can I sign this for you?
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't even say, they wouldn't even talk about that. They'd be like, what is your deepest fear? That would be me. No. Yeah. Anyway. So did you grow up shy?
I definitely did grow up a little bit shy. I would say that I grew up not super nice to a lot of other people. Okay, that's not true. I wasn't like a mean kid or anything like that. But I definitely did like to be alone and I wanted to be alone and I let it be known to a lot of kids that I wanted to be alone. I didn't really have a lot of friends when I was like a little kid. And I think that was kind of on purpose. I also got bullied a lot. So I think just in general, I felt more of a tug towards being introverted as a kid, no matter what.
Do you think because you were bullied, you got kind of pushed into a place of isolation?
Probably. A lot of, like, I didn't really go out a lot when I was young until, like, mid to late elementary school when I met, like, a best friend of mine. Mr. Talen, you should watch his episode as well.
Shout out to Talen.
But when I met my best friend in, like, sixth grade, then I really started going out and hanging out and being with people and talking to people and, you know, really being a person, if I'm going to be like straight with you. But as a kid, I think there definitely were glimpses of me where I wanted to be social, but I just never really knew how. I wasn't good at it. So I think I was very shy. I was very shy. When did you start to confront your shyness?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Your shyness? Sorry, that's stupid. I just felt that when I said it.
That was really
cute.
When did
you confront your shyness?
Stop it! I'm sorry. That was really cute before you did that. Anyway, so I did a little episode on, we did an episode about mental health, and I finally confronted my issues when I was 16. I didn't wake up and think to myself, like, oh my gosh, I'm just so unlike everybody else in this world. Like, in an arrogant way, I just genuinely didn't know how to connect to people. I didn't know how to, but I wanted to, you know what I mean? And I would kind of just walk around and feel, with that spiritual perspective, I spiritualized a lot of things. And I just remember, like, walking through the halls and feeling so shy and like nobody would talk to me and just anxious and so many things. And finally, I confronted it and I sought help and I went to a couple of different counselors and therapists. And the thing is that I didn't want to cure my ability to connect with God in a deep way. I didn't want that to go away. I didn't want my empathy to go away, because I feel like I still sought those empathetic conversations. I didn't want my even the way that I connected to like sad movies or sad music, like I didn't want to lose any of that, my creativity, but I did want to cure what was like pulling me into dark isolation. And it was really hard, because even when I went on medication, it was like the best, it helped me. It was the best thing ever, and I praise God for it. But I felt like I lost touch with my creativity. Does that make sense? And a lot of people have come out and said that after taking medication, which is why I think medication is such a personal decision and it shouldn't be generalized. So I'm not on it anymore, just because I feel like it's manageable and I do feel more connected to my creativity that way. So I think the problem is that young introverts, young shy people are pushed into those mindsets of like, you need to do what an extrovert does. You need to step out of your comfort zone. And stepping out of your comfort zone looks like being with people all the time. And I think that's not true. Like, I feel so grateful that I still have those introverted, creative parts of me, and my shyness has been confronted and has been dealt with. And so now I feel like a confident, well, semi-confident, still working on that, introvert still. And I love that.
Yes. You are confident.
I just rambled. I'm sorry.
No, that was good. You're confident. Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. That scared me. But what about you? Like, how do you feel like that was addressed when you were younger?
So if you're asking me how I confronted my shyness or when I started to confront my shyness, I'm gonna be honest. I actually think that I was never – there were definitely times where I was shy. But I think there were times where I was also overly trying to be extroverted, to where like I like failed and I should have been shy.
Do you feel like that was a guy thing? Like, remember how we just did an episode on stereotypes of men being big and
like, for sure. Yeah. Like, I think when you first met me, I feel like I was very I got very familiar. I would get very familiar with people really quick. Like when we first met at our first job at Greco's, I was just a very open book like immediately, and I tried my best to, like, I wanted to be like a funny guy, you know, and a big open personality. And I think that there are times where I just should have been a bit more closed off, not just to you, but to other people. Like, I shouldn't have been so forward, because that wasn't like real. Like, you have
guarded
no idea.
Your heart, perhaps?
You have, but you, like, you have no idea how many times I would go home after just like a shift of, even it would be like, you know, because every now and then you get one of those like 2-hour shifts. Even after like just like a really short shift, I would do my best to be so, and then I would go home and I literally would not talk to my family and be just alone. And I would like be like so, I'd be like so anxious when I got home. Mm-hmm. Like, I would have to like take like a 30-minute shower when I got home. And so I think there were times where I should have been more shy, and I tried to fight being shy. And so I actually think that accepting that I wish that I should be shy, and there are times where it's okay to be shy, actually kind of helped me be a bit more confident, because doing that was such an insecurity thing. Like, being big and having an open personality like that was like an insecurity thing for me to cover up like my insecurities, for sure. Because that wasn't really me. That was not me.
Yeah.
And I think I've gotten more shy, honestly, or at least I've been a bit more shy with certain things. as we've kind of gone in dating. And I would say that I'm a bit of a shy guy right now, but not in like an unconfident way. One thing that I do like, that I do really like, I do love people. And, you know, common misconception with introverts, we like people. I like people. I know you like people.
I think introverts love people so deeply.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think that's actually the problem. It's not that they don't like people. It's exactly. That they love people too much and they care too much about people that they're so scared to actually be fully honest and fully upfront.
Right. Or they love one person so much, or two people or three people so much, that it drains them. And so they're not able to be with
10, 15
people.
Yeah. 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 But so like for me, something that I've been really confident with is just opening up to newer people and being honest with them and just asking them about themselves rather than just trying to showcase, look at how cool I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like what you were saying about how you kind of needed to be a little more shy or closed off with what you were saying about like reserving maybe some parts of yourself or guarding your heart a little bit. I think kids now are not doing that. Kids nowadays. I'm not trying to be like that.
Nice kids.
But seriously, with kids as young as like 5, 6, 7, 8. Sorry. We're theater kids. Having access to TikTok and Instagram.
No one else knows how to count.
No.
I bet you no one else knows how to count.
I was saying because like theater kids do the 5, 6, 7, 8. Like before a dance number.
Now kickball change, pot of beret.
Sorry, nostalgia. So those kids are having access to platforms like TikTok,
yeah.
Instagram Reels, and Instagram Reels are brutal, by the way. The comments, are rough.
And I cry.
I just know it's a bunch of musty 12-year-olds sitting behind their phones commenting all these things about people's appearance and things. And I'm sorry. I feel like because of that, they're getting the confidence to say that stuff in person, too.
No, yeah.
Like, kids are really mean now.
Kids
always were. But I feel like there's this new sense of boldness with them because they say whatever they want online.
I love the youth of America. I think that there's a lot of great things that Gen Alpha can do. But, man, they're rough, bro.
Yeah.
They're like they are honest with you. And it's not like a cute thing where a kid's like, you look kind of fat in that coat. It's like, oh, thanks. Yeah, nice. From like kindergartner. No, it's like 12-year-olds being like, you know, you're ugly. You're musty, dusty, rusty. Like, it's like.
Sorry, I shouldn't have used the word musty to describe them. That's
but like the point is like, but you're right. Like with things like people don't think it's important, but you don't get that. Like the fact that modern kids are so willing to comment stuff that mean. Years ago, people didn't say stuff that mean about, or at least didn't openly say it that mean. Like, now it's so easily accessible, and you basically, like, no one's going to do anything to you, you know? Yeah, of course, we have the whole doxing thing, but come on. There are so many racist 12-year-olds, you can't stop all of them, if I'm going to be honest, okay? Let's just be real for a second.
yeah, we talked about the influence on young kids in our episode with Pastor Kenny, I think, right?
Yeah.
With Red Pill Men. Anyway, we don't have to get into all that. But, I just think there's, like, a lack of people aren't really embracing the natural shyness that comes with being a kid. And I don't know. It just makes me sad. I was serving at church, like, a couple months ago, and, like, one girl was sitting in the corner reading. And it had just been so long since I saw, a young person sitting aside to herself and reading a book and being so interested in what she was doing and having her own little corner. And I just thought about how I don't really see that anymore and made me think about how I was when I was young and just thinking, wow, we really need more of that. It's so pure and it's beautiful. And she, of course, like kids that are shy always end up confronting their shyness, but I think we need to learn how to preserve those aspects of introversion that are good, like creativity and all the things that I talked about, while also growing into the person that you were supposed to be.
Yeah, that's a good point. Be shy sometimes. Don't be a keyboard warrior. I feel like when you look at your shyness and you look at your introversion and you look at yourself as like, you know, like whether you're a couch potato, whether you're an introvert who likes to sit outside and watch the birds fly, whether you're an introvert who likes long hikes or whether you're an introvert who likes heavy metal. I think in all of those aspects, there's something that relates all of us back to one another. And it's that we find comfort in, like, in our cerebral, in the cerebral part of our ourselves and our personality. We find that kind of more inside of ourselves, which is why I think when you are an introvert who feels shy, who feels like you have a lot of shyness inside of you, that is such a good tool to use to become closer to Christ. Because Christ is such a personal being, and deep down, we as Christians are looking for a personal relationship with Christ. You know, and obviously, yeah, we also want to have a good community, but sometimes you do need to focus on that personal part. And as a shy person who observes and thinks and is so deep in their thought, that is one of the best places to put your faith in Christ when you're so deep and alone. And when you feel like you are in a big group of in a big crowd, when you're in a place where you're not comfortable, that is a place where you need God. Mm. And that's a place where you need to find, in particular, like, why am I so scared? Is it because now I have to face the fact that I'm really shy and I have nothing to show for it, you know? Or I'm really shy, but I'm confident because, you know, I have something greater than me inside of me.
Mm-hmm. That was really good. Yeah.
Which is Jesus.
Aw. I also want to say that introverts and extroverts alike, I think, have the same desire to connect with people and to be good people in general and to find peace in their lives. I just think growing up shy with all its difficulties gave me an advantage of, like, realizing ways to connect with God and finding ways to be social when I didn't want to be social. Like, I don't know, growing up shy helped me to realize all of those things and finding especially ways to connect with God. We were just talking about this with some people the other day, that people think that the only way to connect with God is to sit there for an hour with an open Bible and to, you know, just sit there. Yeah. And yeah. I think there's so many ways that are overlooked of just genuine relationship with people and genuine relationship with God. Like going out and taking a walk is such a worshipful thing.
Yeah.
And I did that so much because I was when I was little and I had so much time to myself. And I think extroverts, I've talked to some of my extroverted friends who just feel the presence of God when they're with so many people. And they notice that and they're worshipful in that action. So I just think finding a creative outlet to connect with God and to realize who you are and act on those passions and gifts that you have, it's so important, whether you're a people person or a homebody.
Hey.
Hey.
She brought it back.
Let's wrap up, though.
So I'm wrapping up. Yeah. I do have a harmonica. But
why do you have a harmonica?
Because I can play the harmonica.
So you just brought it to the studio today?
I actually didn't. I actually had it in my bag already. Because when I was at my other job, I had it with me.
Do you want to play our outro?
I don't know how to play that, but...
We'll see you in 2 weeks, homebodies. Also, guys, our next episode is going to be another two-person guest episode. And I know a lot of you guys really liked our last, our first and last time.
The numbers proved it.
Two-person episode. And these people that we're having in the studio, our next episode, are like established creative individuals who are just so inspiring, and I'm really, really excited for you all to hear our conversation. So definitely come back.
Yep, I'm very excited as well. I'm sure you guys will love it. A lot of new topics going to be explored with these new guests coming on soon.
Yes,
and we also have a lot of big plans coming up soon as well, too, guys. Not just filming our podcasts, but look forward to some more video content. Some more interactive content too coming soon, guys.
Yeah, we love you guys, and we love this platform. We love just sitting here and talking to each other because it's what we do in our everyday life anyway. So please subscribe to our socials.
Subscribe to our
socials.
How do
you end a YouTube
video? Well, first,
do we say like? like and subscribe.
All right. So, guys, here's what I want you to do. I want you guys to hit the like. I want you guys to hit that the like. It's supposed to turn blue, I think, when you hit it. And then the subscribe
button.
Please
subscribe.
And then the bell.
We need your support.
You need to put the
bell
on. Bell
notifications.
You need to hit the bell. You need to ring the bell.
Yes, and don't forget to follow us on Spotify.
And then go in our description and then click the link in our description and go to our Spotify and our RSS or Apple Music and stream that.
Yes.
Stream that. Share it with your mama and her mama and her sister and whoever else, okay? And with your daddy too, okay? We want everybody listening to it, okay?
Bye, homebodies.
Bye, homebodies.